Many near-death experiences, NDEs, have been reported, of varying degrees of credibility. Pam Reynolds's case is unique for two reasons. First, she had the experience at a time when she was fully instrumented under medical observation and known to be clinically dead. Clinical death is the state in which vital signs have ceased. The heart is in ventricular fibrillation, there is a total lack of electrical activity on the cortex of the brain, flat EEG, and brainstem activity is abolished, loss of the corneal reflex, fixed and dilated pupils, and loss of the gag reflex. Second, she was able to recall verifiable facts about her surgery that she could not have known if she were not in some way conscious when these events were taking place. Why is this story significant other than as a tale of medical heroics? Pam Reynolds's case strongly suggests that 1. Mind, consciousness, and self can continue when the brain is no longer functional and clinical criteria of death have been reached, and 2. RSMEs can occur when the brain is not functioning. In other words, this case seriously challenges the materialist view that mind, consciousness, and self are simply byproducts of electrochemical brain processes, and RSMEs are delusions created by a defective brain. Such a view is based on a metaphysical belief, not on scientifically demonstrated facts. If Reynolds's case were the only one of its type, one might be wise to withhold any opinion. But she is by no means the only person whose account challenges materialist views of mind and consciousness. Dutch cardiologist Pim van Lommel reports a case in which a coronary care nurse removed dentures from a cyanotic and comatose 44-year-old heart attack victim and placed them in a drawer in the crash cart. The patient was revived by CPR, and a week later, the nurse saw him again on the cardiac ward. She reports, "The moment he sees me, he says, 'Oh, that nurse knows where my dentures are.' I am very surprised. Then he elucidates, 'You were there when I was brought into the hospital, and you took my dentures out of my mouth and put them onto that cart. It had all these bottles on it, and there was this sliding drawer underneath, and there you put my teeth.' I was especially amazed because I remember this happening while the man was in a deep coma and in the process of CPR.